When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Well, I probably was called. Soto. I must have been called delusional 20 times last night at Wine Watches and Wheels, Curtis, for my belief in the Red Sox.
I like this, how Courtney says it, Delulu.
Delulu.
Yeah, Delulu. Because I somehow believed that the Boston Red Sox are actually in on Juan Soto. Yeah. But Curtis, in his
lead, I'm with you on that one.
In his lead this morning, Curtis said that that is a ridiculous way to look at life.
I don't think it's a ridiculous way to look at life. I would just say that John Henry has changed how he operates his business, and that's his, you know, purview. He owns the team, but they are not getting Juan Soto. Not happening. Nice thought. I hope I'm wrong, but not going to happen.
Well, the visit is going to occur this week. It could be occurring as we speak. And so
maybe we should have our own John Henry call in and let us know what he might be thinking.
Maybe we should. I mean, does he even go on the visit at this point? I mean, he's got a lot going on.
He was spotted out there by some podcaster, which I question the organic nature of the photo. But yeah. He's out in the West Coast.
Okay.
So,
I mean, it's the caller yesterday was probably right about the Mets, where Steve Cohen is going to pay whatever he wants, you know.
This might be just a homer take, but you speaking about how he is a lifelong Red Sox fan, loves the Red Sox,
Curtis
loves David Ortiz.
He says that's ridiculous.
I think that's got to...
That we even believe that.
No, and I think...
I understand.
He then says, why don't they have Ortiz out there representing the team? Oh, be a part
Ortiz
of the
Ortiz is a very busy man, I mean.
Yeah. I think probably he'd do called it for
him
a couple bucks.
Yeah, probably reached out
him
to him and said, Juan, hey, listen... It's really going to come down to the money, you know.
Right.
And I think ultimately, are the Red Sox going to be, first off, what's that number going to be? And it seems
it's going to be pushing 700,
yeah,
correct? I mean,
somewhere
at the very least 600 million.
I would agree with that.
Okay, very least.
So that's where you're going to have to play ball in that ballpark. The Mets will be willing to do it. Are the Red Sox willing to play ball at 600
the
million?
Yankees, are the Yankees able to do that? They're pretty stacked when it comes to payroll.
Yeah. I mean, but the Dodgers, for some reason, they're in on it and they're pretty stacked. So it seems like in baseball, as long as you're willing to go above the luxury tax or whatever it is as an owner, you can have as much as you want. So let's see if the Sox do it.
This is Ryan in the car. Hey, Ryan.
Hi, good morning, guys. Just wanted to follow up on the Juan Soto take. Personally, like, as much Juan Soto is a great player, not saying anything wrong about that, but I feel like with the infield, like, going after, like, someone like Vladdy Guerrero might be better for us because we have a developing Wilbur Abreu, Duran, who was an MVP candidate for part of the season, and I just feel that with the injury history with Cassis, will he be able to go through a full season? Will he be able to, you know, help us come the postseason? So,
yeah. I mean, this is the baseball Brett argument from yesterday is that you're putting all of your eggs into one basket and you're giving a guy $50 million a year and it's one guy and you have to address pitching and you have to address that. But you can do all those things. You just have to spend the money.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Dodgers. They do all those things.
Correct.
So it's like you said, it's about spending money. And if you want to, and if you're, I mean, even the Yankees do it. They signed Aaron Judge. They just re-upped Garrett Cole. So, you know, they got a pretty chunky payroll.
And I loved Brett's take about, no, I think this team wants to get guys that can win and are young and they're going to bring them up in the system. But I've been told that for so many years, and the Red Sox have shown me over and over again that they have young guys that they bring up through the system, or they get young guys that even get better through the system, and then they trade them off. So I don't want to hear that the Red Sox want to bring in young guys and keep young guys because they don't. They've showed us that over and over again.
I mean, I guess the argument when it comes to Juan Soto is the length of the deal. So we're back to that again.
Right.
And, you know,
but he's so young, though.
14 years or whatever he wants. Like, who cares at this point? Like, just pay it out like you paid. You're still paying Manny Ramirez out. Like, who cares?
And to like, the people who, like Ken, would bring this up, like, who signs big deals? These teams fail. Look at the Yankees. They haven't won since 09, whatever. Well, the Dodgers are a super team loaded with bloated contracts, and they just won the World Series in five games.
This is Alex from Shrewsbury. What's up, Alex?
You know, I kind of agree with Ken, Chris. I mean, you know, look at the Yankees. They signed Giancarlo and they signed Judge. And what have they done? Nothing.
So they were in the world. I mean, they were in the World Series.
They just got
Alex.
To the World Series.
Yeah.
Okay, how many times?
Last this year.
Well, I mean, the Red Sox can't sniff the playoffs, so that'd be nice.
It was a month ago. I mean,
when was the last time the Yankees missed the playoffs in consecutive years?
I mean, the Dodgers are paying Mookie, they're paying Shohei, and
Freddie Freeman. That's the better blueprint because they've been in the World Series what, two out of the last, what is it,
four
years or something like that? But they've been consistently like in the mix. Mm-hmm. Right, it's whether or not your team is in the mix, and the Red Sox haven't been in the mix in a long time.
This is Nate. Hello, Nate.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Nothing much. I'm looking at this whole picture and everything, and like Curtis said too, you know, this is a time, you know, enough's enough. You got to spend, just like Robert Kraft, seeing the situation it is. If these owners are not willing to invest in their teams, why should the fans invest in them? Like, if you're not giving me a product, why am I paying you my hard-earned money where people are working two, three jobs to go see your product?
Yeah.
But your product sucks. Start spending. Like, enough's enough. And if these guys don't want to go ahead and spend the money, these owners, then you know what? Get up the schneid and sell your team and bring in owners like the Dodgers and Washington Redskins. These guys that are going to come in and bring something new and actually start spending money to put, you know, butts in the seats again and make these fans happy.
Look, the Celtics, look at the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
They've had two giant max deals that they had to do.
Right.
And they don't even take a breath
when
doing them.
Right.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. And listen, they can, like the Celtics, right? You guys have talked about it. I mean, everybody can't be like Greg Hill and sit on the floor seats. But, you know, these people that actually spend the money, you know, up in the upper deck, they're like $300 a piece to go see these, but they're willing to pay it for a product.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, and call me naive, ignorant, an idiot, like you always do, that's fine, like people were doing last night at Wine Watches and Wheels, but I think that it is possible that John Henry is feeling the pressure this particular season, Curtis.
More
than ever before.
So they raised ticket prices again, and they didn't make the playoffs. And he will. Do you think John Henry will conduct a single interview this offseason with local media?
Probably not.
So then what's changing, Craig?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like,
all right.
I hope I'm wrong, but he's not going to change, sadly.
He may not change, but I think his philosophy on going after a big-time free agent will change. Like, he might not speak to the media or do other things like that, but signing a big-time free agent this offseason, I think that's going to change. I don't think he's going to go down the route of, you know, they sign guys and we're like, who? Yeah, I don't think that's happening again this year. Even if it's not Juan Soto, I still think it might be like a Pete Alonso. It'll be somebody that you'll be like, you'll feel confident in the Red Sox when they, you know, make these acquisitions.
860 texter, I do not want the Red Sox to invest in only one player. And that is probably, that is the issue, is that you're going to put all of your eggs in one basket.
It's true.
There's so much you can do there. Like, it's really.
I got 10 other rejoins in my head right now.
Would the Red Sox start playing one on one?
Hit me, baby, one more time.
I'm telling you.
I want one shot of gin.
All he ever wanted to do, Curtis, his entire life was play for the Boston Red Sox.
Yep.
All it takes is one swing of the bat.
That's right, man. All right. Well, I don't know. For some reason, I know I'm a sucker. They have me in, though.
They got me, too. I believe they're going to do something.
All the MLB insiders are talking about how they are in on this one. This is the one. Like that.
They're not even in the top six favorites to land them.
Passan said they're in the top four.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you where people's money is. How did your son follow the election results?
He was wagering on it.
Betting results. Betting market.
Yes.
Trust it.
So where are they at? They're
like seventh or eighth.
Yeah. Well, Wiggy will probably parlay that up.
I'm going to parlay them in the Patriots. Massive offseason.
You're going to tease the offseason into a 12
huge parlay.
I just Googled it. The odds I see, Red Sox are fifth.
Okay.
All right.
Working our way up there.
Climbing up the ladder.
Hey, real quick, speaking of last night, we had an unbelievable event, our annual Wine, Watches, and Wheels event at the Auto Salon of Ernie Bach. And Ernie has called the show this morning with an announcement about our next event. Ernie, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Boy, you know, I'll tell you, the money you guys are slapping around with what these players make, it's mind-blowing. It's unbelievable.
This dude, Juan Soto, is gonna sign a deal for about $700 million, which is...
Is that over like 5 years, 10 years? What is?
It's probably about 14 years.
14 years.
Yeah, 12 to 14.
14 years. Yeah. Wow. Crazy.
But you know, I mean, there are tax implications here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, which I'm sure you're
government
aware
takes
of,
off.
they want their money.
They do. Listen, great event last night. Thank you for hosting us. We appreciate that. What was
that new car that was unveiled last night, Ernie?
Well, it wasn't new. It was a 1976 Maserati Kamsen, a very rare car that was introduced in the 70s. And they're basically all those performance cars in the 60s and 70s were all smashed up. So it's tough to find one that wasn't totaled. So it's a really great vehicle.
It took 5 years to restore that vehicle.
Almost 5 years, four years and change. Yes.
Wow,
that's incredible to me. So somebody is they're working on it theoretically every day, and it takes 4.5 years to get it to where it was last night when you brought it up.
Right, because it's all metal. There's no Bondo. Everything that was replaced is metal. Yeah. And also, that's when Citroen owned Maserati, so it's got all this crazy equipment in it that you have to find, which is very difficult.
How much would a car like that go for?
Well, here's the thing about those vehicles. You can restore them to, you know, winning caliber, but they're never, like, now they're not worth the money you put into it. You have to hold them for, they're almost like Bitcoin. You have to hold them for a while the market comes up on them.
We have our annual Toys for Tots broadcast coming up, and it's a little bit early this season, correct?
Right, December 6th, but it's our 20th anniversary.
So we will be at the Bach Ferrari store, which is on the Auto Mile in Norwood, where we are every year on Friday, December 6th. And I just wanted to, I know Ernie wanted to call and give everybody a heads up. The Marines will be with us, and we'll be celebrating the season by collecting toys. So I hope you'll come out. I hope you'll find the time, if you can, to go out and get a few toys and drop them off that morning. We'll have all the stuff, Ernie, food and presents for everybody and all that stuff.
Santa will be there. Excellent. And because it's our 20th anniversary, and because of the way things work legally, you should come and be there. Because it's our 20th anniversary, there's 20,000 reasons to be there. It's going to be amazing.
Wow.
You got Courtney's attention.
Yes, she did.
So 20,000 reasons to be there that morning in person.
I'll be there.
Early.
On December 6th. All right, Ernie. That's
all right. Thank you.
Okay.
Wow. That was basically what your wine basket cost for Ernie.
No, I don't think it was that much.
Yeah, it was up there.
It really wasn't. So. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. We will get to the news with Courtney next on a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury coming up on today's show at 9.